Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be Lei Nishmas Hagon Rav Yosef Dov Ben Rav Moshe L'regel HaYuletzeit Shelo, the great Rav Yosef Ber Soloveitchik Zichrono Levracha. I was a very close Talmud of his. We never actually met. He was the Rav of the Moriah Shul on the west side of Manhattan, besides being the Rav of Boston and Rav in Boston, and the most famously Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan. But many of his great shiurim were given in the Moriah Shul, and my grandfather, Olav Shalom, whose Yuritzeit is actually right after Pesach, Chof Dalad Nisan, Shmuel Pinchas Ehrman, was one of the founders of the Moriah Shul, which was a shul for built and created for Belgian diamond dealers. And by no small coincidence, my grandfather, Olav Shalom, was in fact just that, a Belgian diamond dealer. And they brought in Rav Soloveitchik, and I remember the shul from my childhood. And then about 40 plus years ago, unfortunately, many of the members passed away and the shul closed down. And now Nebuch, there is an exercise room instead of a shul. Any event, of course, over the years, I've been Mitalmidei Talmidav, and I've learned much of his Torah. And it's a schus that such a yid was in this world, and really second to none in his uniqueness. Even that was one of his many chidushim, that Tzelem Elokim is to be unique. There's only one God. There's only one of you. There's nothing truer than true. There's no one newer than you, as Dr. Seuss would have it. And it would be great to talk more about the Rav himself and what was so unique about him. But for now, I'd like to get right to the Torah. And this is based on the Torah of the Rav, as recorded by a Talmud. Unfortunately, again, I couldn't be there. I wasn't zochah to be a Talmud. I came when I came to MTA in 1984. He had just left very soon before due to his illness and old age. So I just missed him. I wasn't zoche. In any event, Baruch Hashem, much of his Torah is recorded and more Sfarim keep coming out. I heard one bookseller said that the way to sell books is stories in Soloveitchik. So if you have good stories, people love stories, myself included. And Soloveitchik Sfarim, which are very popular and for a good reason. So we're going to be discussing the Sheet of the Bahag, that the sphere is called Yamim Akevis, the Bakanta Sheet of the Bahag. Taisa Megillah, 20b, Dir Maskol Laila writes, Ubahag Kosev Deichad Enshi Levarich, Balaila Imne Lamocha B'li Barocha. That the Bahag writes that where you forgot to make a bracha at night, you should make a bracha the next day. When you forgot to count Sefiras HaOmer with a bracha at night, you should count the next day without a bracha. And so is the halacha. But if you forgot night and day, you should not count again with a bracha, because we require tumimos, tumin and tumimos for lekam. We don't have tumimos, not tumimos. So in other words, the famous sheet of the Bahag, you miss a day, that's it. You can't count anymore. Which creates a no small amount of obsessive compulsive behaviors for people who are nervous that they missed it. So don't be nervous. Be benachas, be belilachatz. And just go every night to shul, down with a minion. Stay till the end. And you won't forget Sefiras HaOmer. They're going to remind you. They're going to say it out loud. That's the biggest skula to say Sefira. Plus today people have in their phones, they have all these reminders. So today we have technological ways, but the Bahag says you miss a day, you can't count anymore with a bracha. If you miss a night with a bracha, count the next day with a bracha. L'chora, it's hard to understand what's pshat in the first din of the Bahag, where he says that when you count, miss at night with a bracha, you should count the next day without a bracha. If you don't need to count at night, if that's not the time for counting, then count the next day with a bracha. And if you can't count with a bracha the next day, then maybe the day isn't time for counting. And then you can't count at all. It's too late. So what's pshat counting without a bracha? מה פשר הדבר הזה? So the Achronim use this psak lahalacha. What do they say? They say, look, he says you can count by day. So we're going to use that ability, that heter to count by day, for a sveik sveika. What's the sveik sveika? Maybe you're yotze counting by day like the Bahag. And even if you're not yotze counting by day quite like the Bahag, maybe if you miss a day, you're okay. If you miss a day, you can keep counting with a bracha. So midin sveik sveika, the Achronim say, you can keep counting with a bracha if you count during the day. They use this Bahag for a sveik sveika, that you see there's a tzad that you can count by day. And even if you can't, if you miss a day also, maybe you can continue counting. The only problem is, it's not what the Bahag sounds like. The Bahag doesn't sound like he's talking midin safek that you can count by day. The Bahag seems to be saying vadai. The Torah says vadai, you count by day without a bracha, and then you keep counting. So is day time for counting, or is day not time for counting? What's the pshat? So the Baal HaYortzeit, Morenu HaGoyin, Rabbi Yosef Dov, Zichrono Livracha, explained as follows, that the Pashtus, the reason of the Bahag, that if you forgot to count one day, you can't count anymore with the Bracha, is because he holds that all 49 days are one mitzvah. And if you miss a day, then you can't count anymore, because the mitzvah is lacking. So no more Bracha. However, you have to look at the Lashon of the Bahag. He says, Tabina Tmimos for lack. In other words, his problem is that it has to be Tmimos. And as when you're counting has to be a counting of Tmimos. What does it mean, a counting of Tmimos? That it has to be built that you on the fact that you counted the earlier days. If you're counting day six, you have to have counted the first 5 days. If you count the 23rd day, you have to count the first 22 days. It doesn't say it's because you require Sfiris Sheva Shabbosos. Not that. He doesn't say the Sheva Shabbos. He says Tmimos. So it's a din every day, not that it's, it could be, that's 49 separate mitzvahs. Could be each day is a separate mitzvah, but each day, that the counting of that day has to be a counting of tmimus. And therefore it has to be built on the fact that you counted the previous days. So it's not called a sphere if you miss a day. And the yisof for this seems from Shitas of Sadyagam, brought by the tour. That the Torah writes, "Well, if Sadia Kosav Shimshach Becham Nayamim Yivarech B'Yam Shel Acharav, Chutz Milayla Rishon Shimshach V'Lo Berach Tzoy Yivarech Od." If you forgot one of the days, don't worry about it. You can keep counting with the bracha. But if you miss the first night, that's it. You lost out. So, if pshat is that you need all 49 days. So why is it that there's difference in the first night and the rest of the night? You need all 49. There should be no difference. So the answer is, maybe this is pshat, that the chisarim, when you forgot one day, is not beguf ha-mitzvah shel kol yom v'yom. It's a chisarim in the ma'isa sphere in the minyan. You can't do a ma'isa sphere on the second and third day if you're in makdim. Earlier days. So that's the sort of the chilik of the Rasag when Yom Rishon Shayam. If you're Machasel Yom Rishon, it never started. So it never started, so then it's you can't build on that. You can't build on what never started. But Yom Sefer B'Yom Rishon, if you started the Minyan HaSfira, even if you were Machasel the Yomim Abayim, but there's already a Chalois Torah HaSfira Mikorach HaYom HaRishon. Kol HaYomim Abayim Sfur Me'elayim. So once you counted the first day, so you can miss the following days, but they're still considered tmimos because it's like they're counted on their own, automatically from the first day. Since you counted the first day, you didn't count the first day So it's not tamimus. It lacks. It never started. But once he started, so then it continues automatically. It's not pshat that you have to count every day. Pshat is that every day that I count, it has to be tamimus, has to be built on what was counted earlier. And it's considered that I counted earlier as long as I started on the first day. So I will note that this is a very, very big chiddush in the Ratzak. Say that that's what he means. If you miss the first day, so then the following days are like their count. As long as you count on the first day, so you can miss day two, but when you count day three, it's as if day two was counted by itself. And the mele day three is tmimos. It's built on the fact that you counted the first 2 days. Chidush me'od gadol. Hakoponim. That's what at least the recording of the Talmud. Whenever a Talmudim writes farim, they always say, anything I write over here is from the Rebbe that seems mistaken, assume the mistake is mine, not his. But okay, I would, if Soloveitchik was here, we could ask him. Hakoponim, with this we can explain Shitas Rav Haigon, cited by the Mishnah Berurah, Tav Pei Tes, Sifches. Teichad Ishtali, Yayim Echad, Yisbor Belel Sheni, Shtei Sfiris. Listen to this Chiddush. If you miss one day, count the next day two spheres. In other words, you missed day 12. So day 13, so yesterday was day 12. And today is day 13. Or you missed the first day, you count the second day. Yesterday was the first day, today is the second day. All right, if you don't hold like that, chiluk of the Ratzak. And therefore it's tamimos tiyana. So how can you count from the previous day? So the answer is like this, that this whole vort of counting, of missing, is only because you require tamimos. So if you miss a day, it's not going to be tamimos, but if you count that day the next day, you're right, you didn't get a mitzvah, you missed the mitzvah of the previous day counting, but you're back to tamimos. Because now you counted for yesterday. So when you count going forward, it's going to be a counting of tamimus because it's built on the fact that you counted all the previous days. So here you have a chiddush that it's considered a counting even without a mitzvah. And that's behed yelashim rav haigon v'kevah demani gam esma lo nafak mechal tamimus tiyana. Since you counted yesterday, you didn't lose your tamimus. So tamimus requires that you'd counted all the previous days. So even if you missed a day, so then count the next day 2 days, and then you're back to your tamimus. And with this, we can explain the Bahag. What pshat, counting, if you miss at night, count the next day without a bracha. So it could very well be that the Bahag is moided to Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Shitas Rabbeinu Tam is that yom is not Zman Sefer Somer at all. So you're not doing a mitzvah. But now that we have this yisod that you don't have to have a mitzvah in order to get your tamimus. So the mele it's gevaldik that you can count by day so that you're still in the world of tamimus even though you didn't do the mitzvah. You're right, the mitzvah is only at night, and therefore the next day when you can't make a bracha. But the fact that you counted by day is enough to restore your tamimus. That day has a Torah suful. That day is considered counted, even if you count by day. But if you miss the whole thing, then you can't continue counting with a bracha. Then you lost out in your tamimus, right? If you don't accept that chiddush of Shitas Rav Haigon, that you can count 2 days when you miss one. So you're counting the next day, not in order to do the mitzvah, but in order to keep this day as being a counted day, as being saful, as being counted, and memela, you get your tamimus. Machzor Vitri, brought by the Beis Yosef, Tav Pei Tes, writes in the name of Rashi, HaMitzvah Mitzim Rabod Yoyim, Moni Moin Beloi Barocha, Memor Amaski Belai Le Beis Yachzor Baruch Kedin, Nishlo Barach Di Levat Tolim Bod Yoyim, Vyashkel Belai Le Harei Manisi Bod Yoyim Le Mitzvah. If you daven with the Tzibur by day, that was the davening after Plag, davening Ma'ariv, so count with them, and say, if I remember at night, I'm going to make a Barocha. Count with a bracha. So you're not making a bracha of a tala by day. And if I forget at night, so then this should count for a mitzvah. You make it tonight. So the Rashba writes in a tshuva, right? Say, if I remember later, great, I count with the bracha. If not, this should count. So it says the Rashba in a tshuva, recited by the Magen Avraham, Sivkot Zayin. This is, they attributed nonsense to Rabbeinu. The call Shemana b'void Yom Losev Elokum was a gonish to count by day. Alrei Omer b'Yom Rishon Amoni Yom Sheni v'Ad Rabbe Kameid Ma'ashena. Yom Shem Yotze b'Sfir v'Yishkach v'Yismach b'Sfir Zukum Abukrish Mishal Erev. In Kvaritzei Dei Sfir k'shchoiz m'vorach b'layla nimtzeis b'rocha l'vatol. Counting by day doesn't count. Ad Rabbe, you're testifying on what isn't. It's not the next day yet. It's not the next day yet. So how can you count by day? And if you can be Yotze, then how can you count later on with the bracha? You already counted earlier. Yotze Yidei Sfira. I mean, you make the bracha night, it's a bracha levatola. So man of shach, if svira by day is a good svira, then why are you counting at night? And if it's not a good svira, then why are you counting by day? My korepo. So the chavad answer actually is that as far as kiyum mitzvah, there's no kiyum mitzvah of svira by counting by day. It's not the zman chiyuva yet. And therefore you have to count at night with a bracha. Counting by day doesn't work. Because Sfira Mevod Yom is nothing. Why then are you counting with the Tzibur Mevod Yom? Like the Bahag. That it's considered counted. In other words, again, a huge chiddush. That counting by day is not a kiyum mitzvah, but it helps you maintain the tmimos. It's considered a ma'aseh sphere if you count from plagan. It's a ma'aseh sphere on the next day. Sometimes we have from Plag HaMinchas Mitzuruf to the next day. Give me a Kabbal Shabbos already. So you see the same Yisod that you can be my, it's not a mitzvah, but you maintain your Tmimus. Sefer Chinuch writes on the Bahag, Yehisham Shem Yishashach V'lo Mani Yoymecha Chen Yocholim Nasod B'Shah Yisashana L'hodim Reina Shabadarena B'Svala Zu El Mishach Achi Yoymechad Omona Acherim Kol Yisrael. Somebody forgets and doesn't count one day, can't count again that year. Some people say that. That's what the Chinuch brings. Who is that some people? The Bahag. But our rabbis in this generation don't agree to the Svara. If you forgot one day, you can keep counting with all the Jewish people. What does it mean, keep counting with all the Jewish people? So the answer is that the Chinuch is understanding that it's not the Bahag. In order to count today, you have to build it on the fact that you counted on the earlier days. Not that all days are one mitzvah, but that it has to be built on the count of earlier days. And the fact that Klal Yisrael is counting, that's enough. The Jewish people counted, so there's a counted day, so you can continue along with the group. The Menchas Chinuch has done about a cotton, famous sheet, the famous discussion, the sheet is Abahag. And if you miss a day, you can't count anymore. What about a katan? If he becomes a gadol b'emtza sfira saimer, can he count with a bracha? Because he wasn't chayv earlier. So it could be that the counting of a katan has a chalois sfira for tmimos purposes, even though it doesn't have a chalois sfira for mitzvah purposes. And a mele can keep counting with a bracha. The rabbi was very sick. He thought the end was near. And he thought, should I start counting? Or you have a shas and have to have an operation. He knows he's having an operation. She should even start counting. Because if it's all one mitzvah, you shouldn't. Because then it's going to be brachas levatala. But if you learn tamimus like we're learning tamimus, then he should count. As long as he can count, he can count. Because each day is tamim, because it's built on the fact that he counted the previous days. only thing is one can argue that it says Sheva Shabbos is Tumimus. So you're right, it's Tumim, today's Tumim, but if you know for a fact, or almost for a fact, that you're not going to get it to go weiter, so maybe that's not considered Tumim. In other words, if you miss a day, you're going to count the next day, so it's still Tumim, so you still have this hope you're going to do the whole 49. But if you know for a fact that in the future you're not going to be able to, so maybe that shtiras the Tumimus. Anyway, this is a subject that can lead us, whew, to many, many great pilpulim. But we gave a long shiur once. We reviewed in the unbelievable Hesped printed in the Masara Journal from his son, Chassanu Agado, going Rav Aaron Zatzal. So you can listen to that. That was quite a long offering we had some time ago. Or you can look it up in the 9th volume of the Masara Journal. So that's about the Rav, the person. But it's good to read out from, they say that about certain people, the only person who could probably be maspid him is he himself, because he was such a good maspid. So the Rav Zatzal was definitely in that category. He was a tremendous maspid, the way he characterized people. So this is what he writes in his hesped of his uncle, the Briska Rav. הרבה חכמים היו בדורו של דודי, ארזיאל ונון ראשי גולה ומרביצי תורה היו, גדולים היו בתורתם, בעלי תריסין במשנה ובגמרא ובפוסקים, ובכל זאת לוחן עבדי משה, לוחן רבי יצחק זאב. הרב מבריסק, הוא היה מופרד ומופרש מהם, שונה בדרכיו ואורחותיו, התואר הגדול גדול הדור אינו הולמו ואינו מבטא את אופייני לו, היחיד שבדור או בחיר הדור הזה. עולמו המחשבתי, השקפתו, חסידותו, מידותיו, ופעולותיו אינם נתפסים במטבעות שטבעו ספדנים. האותנטיות והראשוניות שבו לא נתנו נהבה במטבעות לשון מקובלים. ההספדים שנאמרו אחרי מיטתו והמאמרים שנכתבו עליו, קיצצו כמיטת סדום את מקוריותו וייחודו של האיש הזה. במקום להביע את אשר היה האיש, נהיה הוא את אשר רצו הספדנים לומר עליו, בכליהם הלשוניים, שכבר העלו חלודה. חריף מאוד. השתמשו במטבעות לשון כגון גאון וצדיק חסיד וענב שבשעת יציקתם יצקו דבר מה, אך עתה כבר נעשו לה סימונים נטולי צורה ותוכן, שאינם מבטאים כלום אפילו ביחס לאחרים, קל וחומר ליחיד שבדור, שהפליג מאנשי דורו למרחקים. So he speaks here about the uniqueness of his uncle, that people really cut him down to size in their very dry hespedim, that lack the sweep and the breadth and the depth that would characterize his uncle. And so says the Rav Zatzal in his Hesped on Chaim Oizer, תפקיד קשה הוטל עליי, תפקיד של הספד על הכהן רב חיים אויזר זצל, למיתו של דבר כשאני מעיף עיניי סחור סחור, ורואה את אלו שזכו לעמוד במחיצתו לשמשו בחייו לראות דרכו בקודש, הורים של ספקות מבצבצים בלב, אם אני הוא הראוי להספידו, על רעיוני עולה מאמר רבי, אנו דחזינה לרב מאו מאחוריו, ואילו חזיני מקמיה ומחדד נטפי, גם אני ראיתי את רבי חיים עוזר מאחוריו, מגבוה לא מפניו מקמי, רק מאחורי הפרגות של אישיותו הסתכלתי בו, ראיתי אותו מקופיה ולא מקיבה, ראיתי ראייה שטחית שטפטפה על גבי חיצוניותו, אבל לא חדרה לתוך תוכה של אישיותו הנהדרה, ואם בכל גדולי הדור תעדין כך, ורב חיים עוזר הדבר קל וחום, ורב חיים עוזר לא היה איש ההמון, איש שגילה את פנימיות נפשו, את כל הודה וזיבה לעם, עטוף היה בגלימתו, כיסוי אדרתו, החיצונית מכסה כל טפח ופטפח של אופיו, כל תג ותג של נפשו. מתאים היו מקורביו שחתרו מבעד לערפל של חיצוניות שותקת, שוקטת, שלווה ושעננה לפני ולפנים, של נפש גואשת ובוערת בשלהבת אש קודש. We can say the exact same thing about the Rav, that we never really fully were able to view him and understand him. Most of us, if not all of us. So, Shreinu Shezachinu, to what we have, the thousands and thousands of Talmidim that he had in the Torah that he left, and the Mesoros that he left, and the inspiration, etc., etc. And there's so much more to say. I'm going to complete conclude now, and hopefully we will have more shiurim b'chavod the Yortzeit. And there is so much to learn from this very unique sui generis gadol b'Yisrael. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.